Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Share to camera, John Rich, 94 WIP. What's the line in this song? Choking on a termite? Is that the line? That's what watching an Eagles game's like. Isn't that the line in the song? Come on, Seltzer.
Choking
Richard.
On a splinter.
On a splinter.
Yeah,
it's a splinter.
Yeah.
It's choking on a splinter, but there's a termite in there somewhere, right? Choking on a splinter. That's what watching the Eagles is like, man. It is awful. It is just awful. Mm-hmm. All right, Twitter poll question of the day. Well, I bungled the line, but what are you going to do? There is a splinter. There is a termite in the song, right? Or am I wrong on this?
I'm trying to think of lyrics, man.
I don't know.
That doesn't much matter. All right, Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by the
casino. You knew this song to begin with.
It's a great song, man.
Agree.
Twitter poll brought to us by the casino at Delaware Park, open for gaming, sports wagering, and dining. Visit DelawarePark.com. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. You must be 21 to play. Today's question, do you think Doug Peterson and Howie Roseman, both of them, will be fired after the season? A, yes. B, no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. In case you missed what DK Metcalf had to say after that game last night about Jim Schwartz and what he said to him pregame, we'll get to that audio coming up shortly. Also, the bad award at 11:30. To the phones, let's talk to Sam. Reaction, Sam, you're on WIP.
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call.
Sure, Sam.
Yeah, thanks. I was just disgusted by that game last night. I'm sick and tired of hearing people, you know, make excuses for Carson Wentz. I'm totally with you on this, Joe. You know, Doug didn't underthrow Goddard twice. Doug didn't overthrow Hightower in the flats. Doug didn't hold and double pump the football all night and take sacks. Doug didn't throw a pick in the end zone when he had a throw in the middle of the field for a first down. And Doug didn't draft J.J. Arcega-Whiteside and Jalen Reagor and Andre Dillard. Doug isn't playing Jeffrey Peters over Fulgham and Herbig. You know, look, Doug has blame for sure on this. He made some bonehead moves this season, but he's third on the blame game list. You know, Howie should never be allowed to make a player personnel decision. Again, lock him in the basement just like Chip did. And here's how you fix the rest of the season. You play Hurts the rest of the season just to see what you have, and you have to. Wentz gets a chance to win the job back in the offseason. Otherwise, he's the highest paid backup in the NFL, and you live with it until you get out of his contract because Wentz has earned nothing. And if he can't handle that, he shouldn't be a starting quarterback in the NFL. He's babied by the fans and the coaches and the owners who continue to make excuses for him and deflect the blame.
You're talking my language, Sam. I mean, 100% talking my language.
Do you really think people are making excuses for him at this point? I mean, it's pretty brutal.
People are pretty brutal on Carson.
Yeah, now.
But they're still out there.
Listen, I don't think he's playing well at all. I mean, I think it's been horrendous. I know that he's got very little help. I know that like my order of blame personally is Howie, Doug, Carson. And it sounds like yours would be Howie, Carson, Doug.
Mine would be Carson 1, Howie 2, Doug.
I was talking about a caller, but yeah, I know yours.
Yeah.
Putting Carson at the top is flat out wrong. I don't know if – does that mean I'm defending him?
No, that doesn't mean you defend him because there's blame to go around. But the defending him is
– I don't think he is, like, defensible or defendable at this point, really. I don't think I've heard people trying to defend him.
Well, for instance, you still hear people refer to him as average sometimes. I mean, you do, which I think is astounding. I think it's a misjudgment. You do hear. Look, there is truth to things.
If anyone's saying he's average, it's you're buoying your opinion based on past performance.
Well, for
because
sure,
he is at the bottom of the pit.
But there's
bad quarterbacks in the NFL right now.
Right, but there's a difference between what he's playing and what he is. And my point is I get frustrated when people say he's playing really bad, but he is average. I disagree with that. And, John, that's where you've been. Are you ready to say that he is Not he is playing. He is a below average starting NFL quarterback.
Oh, there's no question he's a below average starting NFL quarterback. There's no question. But I believe that's not where he has to be. I believe with whatever you'd call it, therapy.
Resetting the whole thing.
Yeah.
I get it. Yep.
With better help and better coaching, he doesn't have to be a below average quarterback. He can be an above average quarterback. He has the tools to be something much better than what he's showing. But right now, and I still, you know, I'm divided here. I'm torn about this. I think he needs to get off the field, but then I am afraid about putting Jalen Hurts onto the field in this scenario because everything is so broken.
But how about this? Don't be,
I think
don't be afraid.
He will fail too.
What could be? Oh, so you're afraid for Hurts? I got you. I thought you were saying you're
he will fail too, and I think it's going to be brutal. Like I don't think he is as equipped as Carson is to get in and out of plays. To run the offense, and I'm not saying Carson's running the offense well.
Yep.
I'm saying there's a lot of things that, you know, pre-snap you have to check off before you can even run the play. And there's a lot that goes into that. Like, I think it's too overwhelming right now for a young, quarterback in a new offense to get out there and try to survive in this climate.
James, you've long been a defender of Carson and certainly a supporter of Carson. After last night and after this season, where are you with Carson Wentz?
Yeah, I'm similar to Richie in the sense that I do think he's fixable, but I definitely don't think he's getting fixed this year. I would start Jalen Hurts right now. Like, that guy was awful last night. I mean, even the throws Wentz completed were bad. I mean, I don't think he had a single good throw the whole night. Like, a single throw where, like, oh, that was a great throw the entire night. I do think that long
it was a good Hail Mary throw.
Yeah, he threw it up.
Seriously.
Yeah, it was maybe his best throw of the night. I think he is fixable. but I think there is zero chance it's happening this year. He is a waste of time this year. I'm 100% with you.
By the way, did either of you guys think about how ridiculous it would have been if they'd won on double Hail Marys? You know,
the announcers mentioned it. Yeah.
If they recover the onside kick, throw another Hail Mary and win, that would have been, Let's go to Mitch who's with us.
As ridiculous as this season.
Yes. Mitch, you're on WIP.
Yeah, good morning.
Morning, Mitch.
Morning, Mitch.
You know, the problem with the Eagles, and not you guys, but the problem with the Eagles are everybody's trying to be politically correct. When I worked in the corporate world, it was very difficult to fire somebody because of a section of a company called HR. You got HR involved in and they're watching every employee, you better have a really good reason to get rid of people. And the same thing is going on with the Eagles and the NFL. The players are too rich. The owners are ridiculously rich. And nobody wants to take blame.
Mitch, you're entirely wrong. General managers and coaches get fired all the time, and players get cut all the time. So your theory is wrong. Every year, teams have 90 people in camp, and they go down to 53 players, which means by definition, 37 players get cut every year, and that's before the season even starts.
So if I'm entirely wrong, why is the coach of the Eagles still the coach?
Go ahead.
Why is the general manager still making the same mistakes?
My turn to talk? All right. Here's why the head coach is still the head coach. For one thing, he's under contract. So let's recognize, you know, he's not in the last year's contract. The owner's not exactly in the mood to have to pay him out forever and ever. And he might choose to do it without him here, but he is an under contract coach for multiple years. So you do have that reality. Number two, they're in the middle of a season, and you don't see many changes of a head coach in the middle of a season. It happens, but not too often. Number three, he did win a Super Bowl three seasons ago and get them to the playoffs the last 2 years. And so number four, there is a natural respect that goes with that. Now, there might be a change up ahead, but I mean, to answer your question, that's why he's still the head coach.
No, the head coach of the Eagles should be fired. The general manager at some point needs to be fired, and the owner needs to do what he needs to do.
Mitch, you might get that. You might get that in 6 weeks. There's five games left, and then there's a Monday, and then they might all get fired. So, you know, I mean, I would encourage people, don't flip out that you don't see December firings. That's rare. It happened to Chip Kelly. I don't believe Doug Peterson or Howie Roseman deserve the walk of shame of being fired in December. That's my opinion. John, where do you feel? How do you feel on that? Like, shame these guys. Fire them now. Come on. I'm not with that at all.
I would have no problem with firing Howie right now.
I would.
I mean, I feel like he deserves the most blame, and I don't know what the benefits are of keeping him around.
What difference does it make?
Listen, we are in a dire setup for next year. Like the one thing that he was supposed to be great at, the money managing part of this thing.
Oh, terrible.
We are the second worst off in the NFL.
With limited talent. That's the
problem.
For
next year.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing if you're over
the roster's
cap, but,
terrible. You can't buy new guys because you have negative however many tens of millions of dollars against the cap. And, this is an atrocity.
Look, I think Howie's got to go. It's one of my two main takeaways from last night. The other being that playing Carson's a waste of time. Howie's got to go after this year, but he doesn't have to go in December. Let's do what we do the day after Eagles games. We liked when it was the Bad of the Bone Award, but when they lose, just the Bad Award. And there was plenty of bad last night, John. John, first crack at it. Go for it. Who do you got, the Bad Award?
Man. You know, I would like to give an honorable mention to Matt Pryor, who was so impossibly soft last night. I mean, on top of just being unathletic, he was like exactly what you don't want to look like as an offensive tackle. He can't play. He cannot be out there any longer. Here's hoping that Jack Driscoll is healthy enough to take the field because we need him out there badly. I'm going to go with Carson. Because everyone, I guess this is a reaction. I'm trying to prove that I, too, believe that Carson is horrendous right now. I am sort of fed up with people telling me that I'm a defender against all odds with Carson Wentz. Last night, Carson Wentz had throws and couldn't make them. And then he had throws and didn't make them. And he is so second-guessing himself on every snap that he is no longer a functional NFL quarterback. And my quandary now is I think this guy needs to get out of the playing field area. Like, get off the field, get away from football, reevaluate how you prepare every week and what this means to you. But I don't think they have an option. Like, I don't think putting Jalen Hurts in there is doing anything but a disservice to Jalen Hurts. I almost think, like, putting Nate Sudfeld in, starting to dress him and playing him might be the best option for this team.
Seltzer, the Bad Award for last night. Which direction are you going?
Ooh, buddy. I mean, Howie Roseman, just a perpetual Bad Award. To Richie's point, I was going to give it to Carson Wentz. I just thought he was so awful last night. Again, I said it before, but every throw he completed was bad. But may as well throw out there as well. Bless his heart. Bless his heart. Jason Peters stunk at guard.
Yeah.
Stunk. Stunk. He was awful. And the whole Adam Schefter report before the game about what a hero he is for moving over and playing through a broken toe and all that. Like, I can't stand this guy. This guy can't leave this team quick enough, as far as I'm concerned.
Thank you.
All right, so you guys are...
That was great.
That was really good,
Jan. I appreciate that.
So you guys are just a subset of my Bad Award. My Bad Award, for the first time ever, goes to the Philadelphia Eagles organization.
Ooh, I like this.
Now, what does that mean? That means all of them. But what does it specifically mean? It means the Hurts thing. What's going on? Why are we putting him in for a play and taking him out? Am I to blame Doug Peterson? Am I to blame Howie Roseman? Am I to blame Jeffrey Lurie? I don't know. We saw the report before the game that, you know, Lurie, you know, wanted, you know, Jeff Mosher's report that Lurie wanted, you know, Jalen Hurts to play if Carson struggled. So I don't know if I'm supposed to blame Doug. Maybe I'm supposed to blame Jeff Lurie. Hard to say, right? But I know it's a fiasco. I know the Peters thing, Jason Peters thing, is a multi-year fiasco. I know the roster stinks. I know the quarterback's bad. I know the offense is bad. My Bad Award for today goes to the players, the coaches, the scouts, the general manager and the owner of the Philadelphia Eagles, otherwise known as the Bad Award, ladies and gentlemen, to the Philadelphia Eagles' entire organization.
Shame.
Yeah.
Shame. Shame.
Deserve.
That's exactly right. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Tom in Abington. What's up, Tom?
Yo, fellas. How we doing today?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Joe, I love when you try to dive into pop culture with the Beck song, Choking on a Termite. It's termite that's choking on the spoiler.
There you go. I knew there was a termite in there somewhere. Yes, thank you.
And, John, the report of JP being an artist at right guard, that's spot on, you know. He's a scam artist.
Yeah, that is accurate.
Right?
Somehow.
All right, so.
Yeah.
You know, James has been on the main float of the Fire Howie Parade all year, and I'm climbing up on that float with him after last night, because last night was a Howie hole special. So what do I mean by that? This team's littered by holes, and you could trace them all back to Howie. I'm so distraught by that game. You guys know I drive around for a living. I'm on the highway this morning. Every sign I saw reminded me of how bad the Eagles suck. I saw a sign for Jefferson Hospital. I'm like, yep, Justin Jefferson. Could have had him. Not Howie Hole, right? Yeah. I see a sign with initials in it. MLK Boulevard. Next right, I think. DK Metcalf. TJ Watt. Could have had them. Just had to draft them. Nah, Howie Hole, right? And then I see a sign for 95 South. I'm like, how do the Eagles go so south so fast? Like, everything I see, it's permeating through. And I've never been the type of guy to say I want them to lose out. I want the higher draft pick. But you know what? I want them to lose out because I want Lurie to take a look at this thing and realize that he's got to blow it up, get rid of everybody.
Well said, Tom. I mean, listen, I don't know if it's everybody, but it's a lot of them. And your call is creative, and we appreciate it. All right, let's get to the DK Metcalf thing. So last night he torches the Eagles, 10 catches, 177 yards. The guy's obviously one of the three or four best wide receivers in football. That's pretty clear. It's only his second year. He's cheap, by the way, right? Second-round draft pick, cheap, not on a second contract yet. They'll have his services this year and next year on that contract. Maybe they sign him after that year. Maybe they make him play on a cheap contract his fourth year. Who the heck knows? He's an incredible player. He torched the Eagles last night. By the way, same night, for what it's worth, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside had 0 catches. 4? 0 yards. 4? 0 touchdowns.
Did you see the Ruben Frank tweet about it?
No, what was that?
DK Metcalf last night, 177 yards receiving. Yeah. J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, 214 yards in his career.
Yeah, it's a disgrace. So, you know, it was bad enough watching it and knowing what it represented. And then you find out after the game that one of the Eagles' coaches gave DK Metcalf even more fuel to the fire, which to me is just pure insanity. I know there's a little bit of pregame banter from time to time. But come on, Jim Schwartz. You've been around the block long enough to know you shouldn't do this. Listen to what DK Metcalf had to say about Jim Schwartz last night. Now, John, he's recounting a conversation with Jim Schwartz from before the game as a player. What is your reaction to that?
I don't believe DK Metcalf made that up. You know, he has no reason to. I know that Jim Schwartz at times seems like Mr. Smarty Pants, and it kind of sounds like it's in character for something that he would say, and it's incredibly stupid.
It's dumb. It's just flat out dumb.
Incredibly stupid and prideful of Jim Schwartz to do that. Like, you're trying to take DK Metcalf down a peg before the what purpose does that serve?
Exactly right. Exactly right.
Make you feel better? I don't know. I know that DK Metcalf has proven to the NFL that he will take it personally if you slight him.
Yeah.
And he means business when he's taking things personally.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think Schwartz thought it through. I think it's an attempt at playful humor and banter before a game. But it's like, yo, coach, be smarter than that. That's idiotic.
Yeah.
With a guy
really
that can torch, he already has a chip on his shoulder. The team drafted a different wide receiver who, by the way, has like negative 15 catches this year. What are you doing? Don't be an idiot. That's an idiotic move.
Yep.
Jim Schwartz went to Georgetown. He's a smart guy. That's a dumb move, man. That's a dumb move.
Yeah.
Coming up, Miles Sanders. He'll join us. His perspective of what went on last night and the season at hand. Miles Sanders next on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!